They are over, but like a former movie action hero turned governor turned back into movie action hero, they will be back in just 4 years. Those televised presidential and vice presidential debates. I asked Alessandra Stanley, the chief television critic for the New York Times, what she would do differently.
It's not so much the way it looks. It would just be to force people to have a response to the response in a way that so that you can take a subject like taxes and you can make your point, the other guy can rebut it, and then you could continue to discuss it and argue it. Not forever, but I think the frustration is that they say what they want to say and then we move on. But that's, you know, that's a very small critique. I have a lot of criticisms about television. I don't have a real problem with debates. I think they're interesting to watch. I think they're fun to watch. And I think you learn something that you wouldn't learn otherwise.
And what about those infamous split screens that TV is so in love with, where you can watch the president looking down or the vice president with a grin of amusement while the opponent is talking?
Well, I think it's a no-fun practice for the candidates, but I think for the viewer it is... It's become essential because you do want to see the reaction. You're not in the room, and you want to see how the candidate responds when the other person is telling the audience that person is completely stupid. You know, it's a great thing to be able to do these days.
Love them or hate them, millions tune in and probably will again. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.